Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Aleph, the first day of Seder Moed, the first day of Masechet Shabbos, a whole new world, and I apologize beforehand that these shiurim are only about a half an hour long, and in Masechet Shabbos we really need more than a half an hour. Probably every day we'll need more than a half an hour, but we have the Bavli to listen to as well, so put it together, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We'll do our best. We've pointed out that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, in the Bavli has the source for the six Siddurim, Zerah Moed Nashim, Zikin Kachem Taras, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, and it's noted that Moed is the only one that's in Lashon Yachid, right? Unusual. There's a Sefer Semichas Chachamim points out that, you know, why is this, right? Zeraim is not Moadim. Zeraim, Moadim, Nashim, no, just Moed. Why is it singular? So one could give two opposite answers. I remember he gives one, I don't remember which one, but he could give two opposite answers. Either one could say, because each Moed is a Birya Bifnei Atzma. Each Moed gives you a different way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi called it Moed. Or the opposite. Or all the Moedim are really one and the same deep connection of Lifnei Hashem. And that's why we call it Moed. Rav Moshe writes in the Drash Moshe in Parshas Emor, commenting on the Chazal. Remember, we have the Parshas HaMoedim in Emor, in Pinchas, and in Re'eh. But in Emor, Shabbos is mentioned. Right, these are the Moadim, and then we talk about Shabbos. And then these are the Moadim, and then we get into Pesach and Shavuos and all of them. So what's Shabbos doing there? And there's a, we discussed this in the past, and there's a repeat introductory pasuk there in Perach of Gimel. So Rashi notes there, Ma'in in Shabbos Eitzel Moados. What is the connection between Shabbos and the Moadim? L'lamedcha, to teach you, Shkol Mechalas HaMoados, K'malin Alav, Kilu Chilas HaShabbosos. If I violate Yontif, it's like I'm violating Shabbos. If I am fulfilling Yontif, it's as if I'm fulfilling Shabbos. So there is some complementary relationship between the two. What is the connection between Shabbos and Yontif? They form a unit. So Rav Moshe writes there, two words. I'm putting it into two words. Shabbos is Hashem as the Bore. Yontif is Hashem as the Mashgiach and Manhig. Shabbos is Zechel Maisa Bracious. Hashem created the world, worked on seven days, Kaviyachal, and rested on the seventh. 6 days of rested on the seventh. And Yontif is that Hashem is still involved. Mashgiach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Torah, Ananei HaKavod. So it's Shabbos and Yontif, that is the, and Rav Moshe's Lashon is Emunah B'chatzi Dover, Lo Havei Dover. And Lo Havei Emunah. If I believe that Hashem created the world and is not involved in the world anymore, if I believe He didn't create the world, but He's involved now, so then that itself is a pagam in even what I do believe in. So Shabbos and Yontif together, this Seder that we have in front of us is a Bechina of Hashem as the Borei, that's the first Masechta, and Hashem as the first Erevin too, and Hashem as the Manhig as well. That's the Ramosha in Parshas Emor. Again, there's so much that we could talk about, just to mention a couple of introductory points, and then we'll get into the actual Masechta, as we always do. We know the Malacha Shabbos, the 39 Malachas, the 39 Malachas of Shabbos, there are different sources that are given. There's a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas that says Hashem created the world with 39 Malachas, so that's why we rest. So whatever that means, He created the world with 39 malachas. There's a Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim. Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where Tosfos quotes a Medrash that says that in Mitzrayim we had to do the 39 malachas. That was the Avodas Perach. That was the hard work. How do you Merames that? Because Tosfos quotes Perach, the hard work, Avodas Perach, Pei Reish Chaf, if you do it in Atbash, we know the first letter of the Aleph Beis is connected to the last letter of the Aleph Beis, Ad Bash, Beishin. So if you do, so Av Perech in Ad Bash is Vagal, Vav Gimelamid, which is 39, Gematria. Vav Gimelamid, and that's a remez that the Avodas Perech in Mitzrayim was all the 39 Malachis, which then makes sense. That's why we say Shabbos is Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. That's a question. Zecher L'Maisa Bracious. What about Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim? Yeah, because Hashem took us out, we didn't have to do the 39 Malachis anymore. And as a remembrance of that, we don't do those malachas on Shabbos. Number two. But the most famous and the most halachic reason of the source of the 39 malachas is Mishkan. Right? Bavli. Shabbos, Memtes Amud Beis. That's where we learn out from the juxtaposition of the Mishkan and Shabbos. That's how we know that we are not allowed. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, we are not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's the Brisa that's quoted. Ein chayavin ela al malacha shekayotzi ba haisa b'mishkan. Heim zaru v'atem lo tizru. Heim katsu v'atem lo tikzru. They harvested. Heim helu asakrashim mekarka la gala v'atem lo tachnisu b'yishazir rabim l'shazir yachin. Right, the malachas. 1, 2, and 39 are all listed there, but it's as if there's a dot, dot, dot in the middle of the Brisa there in Shabbos, Baptesma Beis. Those are the three sources for the 39 malachas, which are listed later on, listed here in the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel, and in the Bavli on Daf Ayin Gimel. We know there are Avos, and we know there are Toldos. Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Beis, in the Bavli, that there really is no difference between Avos and Toldos, except for Hilchos Karbanos. Right, in Hilchos Karbanos, there might be a difference, but in Lamaisa, Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa. Unlike the last time we touched on Avos and Toldos in Shvius, there are Avos and Toldos of Shemitah. Those, an Av is Daraisa and a Toldos is Darabanan when it comes to the world of Shemitah. Right, in Shemitah, it's only the four actions that are listed in the Torah that are Daraisa, and all the others are Darabanan. But for Shabbos, of course, Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa. There might be enough Gemina for Hasra, that's Tosfos in a few places in Shas. But that is Avos and Toldos. We know there are three words that are used for in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is Rambam Zman, and that is Chayiv, Pater, and Mutter, as we will see. Right, we'll see, but even on by the time of the first off today, and that is whatever something is also daraisa, meaning also daraisa b'shogeg, I bring a chatas b'mezid is karis or skila. Right, that is Chayiv. Pater means pater aval aser. Pater means pater from a karban, but not mutter to do. It's still aser derabanan to do. While mutter means mutter, meaning mutter lachachi. And the Rambam says that in Hilchos Shabbos, that I'm going to use three different lashonos here, chayiv, pater, and mutter, and one should know the difference between those three. The isuri derabanan of Shabbos, in the pater category, one should be aware, as we know, they are different than other Isurei Durabanan. They even have a different name. We call them Shvusim, right? A Shvus from the word Shabbason, Shvos. So that itself tells us that there's something different about the Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos and the Isurei Durabanan of Kol HaTorah Kula. There's an Isurei Durabanan of Kashrus, there's chicken and milk, there's waiting 6 hours, there's an Isurei Durabanan of many Achilas Dam, there's certain Dam that's Isurei Durabanan, I think, right? And there's different areas of Isurei Durabanan. But Hilchos Shabbos has special Isurei Durabanan, and that's why they're called Shvus. The Ramban says that those Isurei Durabanan are there to help create an atmosphere of Shabbos. And therefore, even though technically they are Isurei Durabanan, but when we fulfill the Isurei Durabanan, that is what we would call a Kiyum Daraisa of Shabbos, of creating Shabbason. Sometimes you can have a Chovas Gavra, that's Durabanan, but a Kiyum Da'oraisa of a certain mitzvah. So that's the Ramban. And Parshas Emor, one of the major Rambans al HaTorah, the Ramban often al HaTorah tells us Yesodos that we need to take with us. The Ramban says, based on the Medrash sounds like Isuri Durabanan of Shabbos or Da'oraisa. And Amir La'akum, but says the Ramban, I don't think so. But venerally, Shamedr Zazel Omar, this is Chav Gimel Chav Dalin in Emor, Shamedr Zazel Omar, Shinitztavinu Min HaTorah, Lios Lanu Minucha Biyantif, the context is Biyantif, it means Shabbos too, Afilu Midvarim Sheinu Malacha, right? We are commanded Min HaTorah to rest from activities that are not also Daraisa. Why? Lo sheyitra kalayom limdod hatvuos. I can spend my whole day measuring my grain, if it's only the world of daraisa. Velishkol aperos vamatanos ulamalei achavayos yain ulafanos akelim. I could clean my garage. I could fill my barrels with wine. Vegam haanavim haavanim ibasabai is moving my stones from place to place. Makom lamakom v'maisa yirmukafes choma. And if there's a wall around the city, I could just have my store open and do business. You omsim alachamorim vaf yain anav teinim v'chol. Masa yaviu biyantiv yashuk malei lakal mekahu memkar chadus psucha chen vani makiv shulchanim al shulchanim zehuvim lefneim. It could be a regular weekday. are not violating any Isser Da'araisa. That's why the Torah says Shabbason. Shehiya Yom Shvisa Umenucha Lo Yom Torah. Says the Ramban, V'zeh Pirish Tov Yafeh. I like this pshat. Right, and this is what's quoted by his Talmidim. His grand Talmud, the Ritva, quotes this in Masechet Shabbos, but that is the Ramban. The Tzur D'Rabbanan are part of the larger framework of Shabbason D'Oraisa, because we know Shabbos is not just about the 39 Malachis included in the one pasuk Lo Sasecha Malacha, but it's also an assay of Shabbason. Good. All of the Lo Sases, this is all by way of introduction, must follow the rule, as we know, of Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah. As we said before, Melechas Shabbos is learned out from the Mishkan. Everything they did in the Mishkan we're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but that's a very important definition, because Chazal understand that Melechas Shabbos D'Oraisa has to be really Dumi de Mishkan, known as Melechas Machshavas. The work in the Mishkan was known as thought out, professional work. Meleches umanvan is the language of Unkelus. Meleches machsheves, the pasuk in Vayakel. So too, everything we do on Shabbos is only going to be daraisa if it falls into the category of meleches machsheves. If it's not meleches machsheves, then it's only going to be at most derabanan. And that's where, coming out of that principle is, are all the principles that we're going to discuss over the next 113 days or so, and that is Melachas Shabbos Gufa, Davar Sheni Miskavim, Sikresha, Mekalkel, Shinui, Grama, Misasik, right? All of those require much discussion, but that all flows from Melachas Machshavas, which is fascinating that phrase, Melachas Machshavas Asur Torah, does not appear in the Bavli in Masechet Shabbos or in the Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos. That principle only appears in other Masechtas, right? Chagiga Dafyud, Beitza Dafyud Gimel, there are other Masechtas, Melachas Machshavas. But it's nowhere in Shabbos. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's nowhere in Shabbos. Which reflects the idea that we like to quote from Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, where he says that even when they wrote down the Torah Sheh Baal Peh, they wrote it in a Torah Sheh Baal Peh way. So that even after it's written, you still need a Rebbe. And you still need to know, like, what this is doing here and why this is here. And he didn't write it. And the Rav Gemara also was not written in a perfectly ordered way that I would have put. I would have put all of Hilchos Shabbos in Shabbos and all of Hilchos Yantav in Beitza and all of, but sometimes you have sugyas and different mesechtas that, what is it doing there? Just put it with. So the answer is because it was still written in a Torah Shabbal Peh way in order for us to still need a, Rebbe. Good. Those are all in the world of Daraisa. We know there are other issues on Shabbos that are not included in the Malachis. We'll have to talk about Mechamer, working with an animal, Shvisas Behemto, Shvisas Kalim, which comes up at the beginning of the Masechta, Machlokas, Meshavayim, Beis Hillel, Tchumin, which is a Machlokas Tanoim, Tchum Shabbos, is that the Rabbanan, so much to talk about here. Uvdin Dechol is also an important category. The Kalkelas HaShabbos, which is the Tiferes Yisrael's Hakdama to Masechet Shabbos, talks about all of these. He has a paragraph on every Yisod. Melachas Shabbos Gufa, Misasek Mekalkel, Shinui, Grama, everything. Shnayim Shesa'uhu, Maisa Shabbos. He has a paragraph on everything, including Uvdin Dechol, which interestingly, he says there are three types of Uvdin Dechol, right? Weekday activities, right? One, it looks like a malacha. Looks like a malacha. Even if it's not a malacha, it looks like a malacha. So that's inappropriate on Shabbos. Number two, it can lead to a malacha. Number two, uvdin dechol. Number three, it takes away from the ambiance of Shabbos. Right? That's number three. Right? Mishum shema ayde yovolas malacha. Right? Shema tircha yaseira. Right? Tircha yaseira. Right? Extra tircha that, you shouldn't be doing on Shabbos. But so many different topics that we have to touch on. Interesting, there was no Yerushalmi on the last four prakim of Shabbos. I don't know if it was written and we lost it. The Rishonim also don't quote from it. So only on the first 20 prakim of Shabbos do we have Yerushalmi. Not on those, the last four. And remember, Shabbos is defining the Mishnah Brura. The Hakdama Tochela Gimel, right, tells us that Shabbos is the basis of so much. And why do we focus on Shabbos? So, in terms of so many halachas, but the Mishnah Berurah there says, because number one, Shabbos is one of the only mitzvahs that are keneged kol haTorah kula. Shabbos is If somebody is a mumar for one avera, he's not a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. But a mumar for Shabbos is a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. One gains that status. Unlike if I'm a mumar for Shatnez, I'm still trusted in kashrus. If I'm a mumar of an area of halacha, I'm trusted in other areas of halacha. But a mumar for Shabbos is like a avodah zara. It's like a avodah zara. And a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula, that shows its defining element. It's an os, like the Chavetz Chaim's Mishalim about Shabbos being an os for us. And also Kabbalistically, which the Chavetz Chaim likes to quote this Zohar, about every limb of our body is connected another mitzvah. And every the limb screams out, do me. And every sinew 365 says, don't do me. And Shabbos is one of the ones that are defining and needed. Right? We know there are different types of Evarim. The Gemara says there are limbs that we can live without, and there are limbs that we can't live without. A person can live without a pinky. A person can't live without a heart. There are certain mitzvahs that you can live without. It's terrible, but you're a bamum. But one can live without it, and there are certain mitzvahs that one can't live without. Right? And that's obviously Shabbos is somewhere like, we don't know exactly, but the brain or the heart or the lungs, something, that is Shabbos, and that's the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Ladas. You need to know this in the Hakdama. There's a lot more that we could talk about by way of introduction, but you know what? That's enough for now. Let's jump in. Let's jump into Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Perek, Yitzios HaShabbos. Says the Mishnah, Yitzios HaShabbos. What are Yitzios? Goings out or transferings? Transferings. There are many cases. We know Malacha number 39 on the list is Hotzah, carrying out from, and the Malacha is either carrying something from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, from public to private. What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? What's the definition of Rabbim? Good Kasha, let's talk about that. Let's just talk about public and private for now. So if I carry something from a public to a private domain, or vice versa, that's the malacha of hotza'a. That's the malacha da'araisa. And every malacha of hotza'a can be done in either direction, into out or out to in, but not only if I carry it out and move my body. Our Mishnah is going to talk about cases where I don't move. I stand in one rishus, and I could just place something from one rishus into the other rishus. And my body is really still in the first rishus. That's also hotza'a. That's also hotza'a. That is also included. Interesting, there's a tolda of hotza'a. Seems like a tolda. Maybe it's an av. We'll have to talk about that. Gemara later on. Of maver dalat amos rishus harabim. Right? Not only going from one rishus to another rishus, but even within rishus harabim, there's an Isser D'Oraisa of Ma'avir, carrying something, Dalet Amos. The Rishonim later on talk about why is it that it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that lists off all the 39, why is only Hotza'a here and not Ma'avir? So some say it's a Tolda. We'll have to see Tosfos, the Ritva. Some say it's a Tolda, Balamar. But others say, no, it's an Av. What do you mean it's an Av? So why isn't it there? It is there. What do you mean it is there? I looked at all the ones on the list. Ma'avir's not there. Right, where is it? Is it in Borer? Is it in Dosh? No, it's in Hotza. What do you mean it's in Hotza? I was in Moti anything. Yes. Because Maver means every person lives within their Dalet Amos. And therefore, if I take it out of my Dalet Amos, I have been Motzi Merishus Lirishus. Right, and that is, it's learned out from a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And this would be an example, again, these are all huge topics, but this would be an example of how Reb Chaim calls a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Ha mifareshes. It expands a prior category that we already know of. We thought hotzah just means public to private, private to public. The halacha Moshe Misinai to include ma'avir includes that going from my rishus to outside of my rishus, my dalet amos, that also is the malacha of hotzah. Unbelievable. So that is a little bit about hotzah. The shaila that the Rishonim ask. And again, this is the first time since Maseches Brachas that we're going to have a parallel of a Bavli that we can compare to and the Rishonim talk about it. And that is, why did Maseches Shabbos start with Hotza? Right? It starts with the last Malacha. Right? It's the last one on the list. Zoreya, Choresh, or Choresh, Zoreya, Kotzer. Give me the first 11. This is Yidur of the Pas. No, Hotza. The last one. So why Hotza? So Tosfos, beginning of Maseches Shabbos. First Tosfos, three answers. Right? Why did the Masechta start off with Hotzah. Number one, because there's so much Torah Shabbat Peh. There's so many things you can talk about. So that's Chaviv. It's Chaviv. And as we'll see, half of Masechet Shabbos is about Otzah. I mentioned in the past, there are certain topics that get more press in Shas than many, many others. Hotzah on Shabbos, Pigol is another one. In, there are Dafim and Dafim in Zvachim and Menachah. It's all about Pigol. So those are two of the big ones of quantity-wise. So Tosfos says, Hotzah chaviv alei lakduim mishum to be Mishnah Zusha Mina kama dvarim. Hotzah anacha ozah b'akira anacha shtayim shesu. There's so many halachas. Number one. Number two, Rabbeinu Tam, it was very davashah ragel hashas loshanos tchila. Right? Something, it's so common. It's so common. It's funny. Nowadays, it's so not common. Right? Almost every other malacha could come up, but in almost every neighborhood, there's an Eruv. So basically, it's totally not common. But it's the first one. And number three, the third answer that Tosfos quotes, and again, this is a, many Rishonim quote this, and that is, Hotza'a milacha gerua. Hotza'a is an inferior type of malacha, and therefore dafka, to give it some chashivas, because you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha, we put it first. Why is it malacha gerua? Why is it inferior? Because what you do? Right? By other malachas, you cooked, you cleaned, you shechted, you did something. Here, what you do? You took this item and moved it over there. There's no change in the chafsa. And what did you accomplish? Right? You can just undo what you did also. So that's why it's called a malacha gerua. There are some other malacha geruas that also some Rishonim talk about. Tzeda, some say. What do you do? Tzeda is like you put a trap and the animal went in. So what do? Right, that's a malacha. Bishul, all you did was put a pot on the fire. The cooking happened by itself. It's kind of like grumma-ish, right, type of malacha. So, but again, the Rishonim say it by Hotzah. Rishonim say it by Hotzah, right here. So the Gilyoni HaShas of Yosef Engel, right here, in the Shabbos stuff, beginning of Shabbos, he says, maybe Hotzah, because that shows the uniqueness of Shabbos as compared to Yontif. Right, Yontif doesn't have Hotzah. Right, so that's why we want to pick a din. He quotes this from the Gur Aryeh. Quotes from the Gur Aryeh. Svara hefechit, the opposite of malacha gerua. Dotzahi malacha chamura tfe mishar malachas. Bipase yosef misyacheses l'shabes befrat. Kiven de'ein erev otzah liyantif. L'chein ba ikar shvisa shabes. Mashen ki shar malachas n'ogin gam liyantif. U'mishamachi yizkul atana botzah l'fi sheba ikar shvisas ha-shabes. Okay, good. We continue. So the Gemara says, Mishra says, Yizil shabes shayim shinarba bifnim. Imagine there's a poor man collecting tzedakah outside your house. So, and there's the balabayis that's inside the house. There are two that are four permutations for somebody to do a malacha in and for the person doing malacha outside. Beis atzad, what does that mean? As we're about to see, the malacha of hotzah requires two parts for it to be a daraisa. I need an akira. I need to uproot the item in one place and put it down a hanacha in the other place. If I only do half of those, if I do an akira and you do a hanacha, or vice versa, we are each chayiv, not chayiv, pater. It's all an iser derabanan. To do the malacha of hotzah, one needs an akira and hanacha. That's what we're going to see in the Mishnah. If one person involved does the akira and the hanacha, it's daraisa. If somebody does both, if somebody does either, that's going to be iser derabanan. If they do neither, then it's going to be mutter. Neither is going to be mutter. So that's the cases. Let's see the cases, and then we'll talk more. Ha'ani o made b'chutz v'balabayis lefnim. So the poor person's outside. Balabayis is inside. Pasha da'ani es yadu lefnim. V'nazol yadu shabalabayis. The balabayis is just standing inside with his hand open. So he's basically doing nothing. The ani takes something from, he sticks his hand, pasha, the first case. The ani sticks his hand inside, and he puts something into the hand of the balabayis. Whatever it is. So then the Ani did everything. He did the Akira and the Anacha. Oshanata mitocha, or the Ani takes something from the Balabais' hand, and Vahotzi, and he takes it out. Ha'ani chayav Balabais pater. That means the Balabais pater. That really means mutter. That pater. It means mutter. The Balabais didn't do anything. Pasha Balabais says yadalachutz. And the opposite. If the Balabais sticks his hand outside, v'nazal doch yadushalani, and he puts something into the hand of the Ani. Oshanata mitocha, or he takes something from the Ani. The Balabais does the Akira. Vehechlis Balabais, and Vehechlis, and he brings it in, Balabais chayv ani pater. So again, the rule is, if one person does the Akira and the Anacha, it's a Daraisa. Right? If one person does one of them, it is a Durabanan. Note, again, each of these are huge, but, you know, food for thought. The Rush here says, what do you mean that, you know what, actually, let's do the Seifa first. That's where each of them do half. Pasha da'ani es yadu lefnim. The Ani sticks his hand inside. V'natal balabais mitocha. So what's that case? The Ani did the Akira from outside. He puts it. But then the Balabais took it from his hand. So the Balabais did the Hanacha. But another Balabais Mitocha. Or Oshanasim Lotocha. Or the Balabais put something into the Ani's hand. The Ani had stuck his hand inside. Vahotzi, and he takes it out. Shneim Paturim, they're both Pater. They're both Aser Durabanan. Because each of them only did half. Only did half. Or Pasha Balabais says Yod Alachutz. The Balabais sticks his hand outside. Vinotal, and he did the Akira. Vinotal Ani Mitocha, and the Ani takes something from his hand. The Ani did the Hanacha. Oshanasan Lutocha Vechnis. Or the Ani puts something into the Balabais' hand. The Ani did the Akira, and the Balabais brings it in Vechnis. Shneim Paturim, same thing. They are both Pater. So there are cases of Daraisa. One person did both. There are cases of Durabanan. Asks the Rush. First Rush in Shabbos. Ask the Rush. What do you mean that if each of them did half, but isn't each of them facilitating the other one doing some type of Avera, and therefore it's Lifnei Iver? Right? Or what about even in the first case? In the first case, the Balabais is standing there, let's say, or in the cases where there's Mutter, one person is, but one person, the Balabais is, let's say, one of them is standing there, just holding something, he's not moving. The other guy takes it, but isn't he like still helping him? Isn't that Lifnei Iver? How can you say it's Mutter? And how can he say it's Aser only Durabanan? Should be Aser Daraisa. So says the Rush, you're right. He has a different day. That's what he says. You're right. The Mishnah is just focusing on Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, it's Mutter Daraisa or Mutter Durabanan. But you're right. He says, the cause that dictate no nearly, till Olam Yisrael Mayri. He's talking about a goy? No. Vyavagadiki Surah Dilfneiver. There is the Israel of Neiver. Lo Irene and Hacha Elabisuri Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos here. We're not talking about Lifneiver. That's his line. Says Rikiva Eger on Mishnayas. Right here. Tells Rikiva Eger on Mishnayas. He says, you know what that Rush is telling me? Our Kala Torah Kula, whenever we bring up Lifneiver, Klali Prati. Right? Lifneiver. When I violate Lifneiver, is it the same Lifneiver for 10 different Averas? Lifneiver of Nazirus and Lifneiver of Treif and Lifneiver of Shabbos? It's all Lifneiver, what we call Klali? Or no? Lifneiver is a prat of every little Avera. If I do Lifneiver of Treif, I did a little Treif. If I do Lifneiver of anything, my scorecard in Shamayim has a Lifneiver section on every separate one of the Averas. So, says Rav Kiveger, the Rush here is saying explicitly that Lifneiver is Klali. Because if it was Prati, that is Hilchas Shabbos. And it should be in the Mishnah. The fact that he says, oh, we're only talking here about Hilchas Shabbos, not about Hilchas Lifnei Iver. That means it's separate. And, you know, well, the Ma'anaf Gemina, who cares? What is different? Does it say your scorecard in Shemayim? What did we just mention before from the Mishnah Brura? If you're a Mumer LeShabbos, you're a Mumer LeChol Torah Kula. So what if you're a Mumer of Lifnei Iver or Shabbos? So it's big nafkamina. If Lifnei Iver is Prati, then you're Mumer LeShabbos, Mumer LeChol Torah Kula. If your Lifnei Iver is Klali, like the Rush seems to say, then you're not a Mumer LeChol Torah Kula. You're just a Mumer of Lifnei Iver. Amazing. So again, there's a lot more there. One more line. The Meiri asks, forget Lifnei Iver. What about Chatzis Shir? Right? Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. So if you do an Akira or Hanacha, isn't that Chatzis Shir? That's what the Meiri says, and it's a big important Meiri for the whole Masechta. Meiri right here, Dapbeis. Chatzis Shir, we were on Daf Aleph, but the Meiri says it on Daf Beis. Right? Chatzis Shir is different than Chatzis Malacha. Chatzis Shir is if you did the whole Malacha, but you didn't do enough of it. Right? You did less than a Grogeris, whatever it is. But if I only do half of an action, that's not Chatzis Shir, that's Chatzis Malacha, and that's nothing. That's nothing. If I cook something to less than Yasso lettuce bone, then take it off the fire. I didn't do Bishul. That's not Chatzis Shir. I didn't do Bishul. Period. So here, I didn't do Otzah if I only did an Akira or Hanacha. That's called Chatzis Malacha, not just Chatzis Shir. Okay, again, each of these, as we know, are big topics. Yetzias HaShabbos, V'chulu, says the Gemara. Ma'u Shtayim Shein Arba. What does it mean, the title line of the Mishnah? We had all these permutations of cases. It says there are two that are four for the inside and two that are four for the outside. So the Karban Eida, we welcome the Karban Eida to the world of Dafyomi. Right? He is on the inside. The Marafolda was amazing for all those Masechtas, the Charedim back in Brachas. But we welcome the Karban Eida here on the Tzuras Hadaf of the Gemara that we have here. And again, we thank Oz V'Hadar for helping us out. So, what does it mean, Shayin Shein Arba? So this is just a question about what the words mean, not a nafkamina la halacha. Shayin l'chiv u'shayin l'ftar. Does the words bifnim and bachutz, are they talking about the person? That's what we thought. Bifnim means for the balabayas. Shayin Shein Arba means that there are two that are four. There are two things that the balabayas can do that are daraisa. And there are two that are darabanan. And for the bachutz, the ani, daraisa, darabanan. Is that what it means? Oh, arba lechiv arba leftar. Or, no, does shtayim shein arba mean, bifnim means inside the Beis HaMikdash. There are four cases of da'oraisa that you have to bring a karman chatas. Two for the balabais and two for the ani. But bifnim means inside the Beis HaMikdash, and bachutz means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's the last line of the Karban Eida. Bifnim hainu chiyuvim shemischayev, umevi karban aleim bifnim bazara, ubachutz hainu shein tzorach labi alav karban. So is bifnim bachutz talking about the people, or talking about the chiyuvim regarding the karbanos? So the Gemara is going to prove part two. Gemara is going to prove the second side. Nishmina menada, let's learn from the following. Shvuos daim shein arba, the first Mishnah in Shvuos talks about shvuos, that two that are four, and there it lists off, there are a number of items that are two that are four, including Shabbos. And one of them, it says there, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, period. It doesn't say the word Bachutz or Bifnim. So says the Amar Rabbi Ba, why over there does it say in Shvuos, it just says Shtayim Shein Arba, it doesn't go through all the details. So, Taman Kulon Lechiyev, because there it's listing off all the ones that are Daraisa, as similar to the other items in that Mishnah. Bramhacha chivu patra asina masnisan. But here it lists off shayin shayin arba finish, shayin arba chutz. It's much more explicated because it's talking about the daraisas and the darabanans. But from that explanation of Rabbi Ba for that Mishnah in Shavuos, hada amra, it must be the second sad. Arba lechiv va arba leftar. Why? Because if it was like the first side, like bifnim means two lechiv, two leftar for the balabayas, then the Masechta Shavuos also, you know, should have been more explicative. The fact that it only lists in short there, it must only be talking about the daraisas. And here, when it's more explicated, it must be talking about the first line. Shtayim Shein Arba must be talking about the Daraisas, and the next line about the Darabanans, and that is the second side of the Suffolk. Amar Reb Yossi, there's one more line. Masnisa Amar Kein, the Mishnah in Shavuos also sounds that way. Because look, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, Lo Lachiyuv, all the other items in that Mishnah, it's all Daraisas, right? Shavuos, right? So, V'techvasa, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Lachiyuv. So, similarly, the line in our Mishnah, right? The second side of understanding is that it's not talking about the person, Shtayim Shein Arba. It's two that are four, Daraisa. That's the first line of the introductory line of our Mishnah. That's the line that's quoted in Shavuos as well. And therefore, we parallel the line in Shavuos must be talking about four that are Daraisa, four cases. So to here, it must be four cases. One more line. Vaha Tani, but 1 second, don't we have a Braisa that also includes other things, two that are four? Delasos HaHechal, there are double doors going into the Hechal from the Azara. Shayim Shein Arba, Islacha Memer Lo Lechiv Lo Leftar, there it's not, there's no Daraisa Nafkamina between those two doors. So the Gemara says, I don't know, so just like those doors aren't dafka for daraisas, that could be some darabanans too. So to our Mishnah could also maybe mean the first side of understanding. So maybe no raya. If you just had that Mishnah in Shavuos is fine, but you have a braisa that also includes another two that are four, which is not all daraisa. So it's not 100% clear that that's what our Mishnah means. So the Gemara just ends off that we're not 100% clear in understanding, but we know the Maisa, what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, we'll have to stop by the word Nisni. We will continue. We had a start, a lot more, but we'll continue next time.